540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Tropical storm Idalia is now headed back out to sea after leaving a trail of devastation in the southeast, especially in Florida. WTOP's Steve Dresner's in Tampa.
We've talked to a few restaurant owners. Their main priority right now is replacing some of the outdoor electricity that got damaged by the storm surge. One owner told me it's going to take over a week to repair a lot of the outside furniture and electrical hookups before he can reopen.
The governor has expanded his original major disaster declaration request to 25 counties. Flooding in Georgia and South Carolina is expected to get worse this weekend. Today's financial disclosure report shows Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas did take perks and traveled on a private plane owned by a GOP mega donor last year. CBS's Jan Crawford says Thomas is taking a lot of heat over it.
Democrats say all this shows the court must adopt a formal code of conduct. Republicans say the justices make every effort to follow existing rules, and the criticism is an effort to undermine the legitimacy of the Supreme Court.
Former President Trump entered a formal plea today in Georgia's 2020 election case, which means he will not be arraigned in person next week. But legal analyst Jessica Levinson warns us not to jump to any conclusions here.
A defendant's decision to say for an arraignment, I will not appear. Instead, I will just submit my plea via writing. Nothing about that is earth-shattering. I don't think we should take that to mean anything about the specifics of the prosecutor's case or the defense's case here.
Trump did plead not guilty. Former Proud Boys organizer Joseph Biggs got sentenced to 17 years in prison today for spearheading the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6. That is a much lighter sentence than the 33 years prosecutors wanted. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes got 18 years. Just in time for Labor Day weekend, gas prices are going up again. Brent Jefferson's in Wilmington, North Carolina, and says this constant gas price roller coaster is tough on budgets.
I think that if they can keep them around the same price, you know, all year round, it's going to help everybody out, especially right now with the hike up at everything, cost of everything. It's costing more and more.
Right now, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.82. Taylor Swift announced today that her massive Eras Tour is hitting the big screen in October, and AMC says it's already preparing for that fan frenzy. It plans to play it four times a day in U.S. theaters. Ticket prices will be $19.89. For kids, it's $13.13. Swifties will get it. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was first a homicide call in Brookfield. The female victim was shot and died at the scene. A short time later, the shooter, a 35-year-old man from Menominee Falls, was found dead at Orchard Lane Elementary School in New Berlin. That was due to a self-inflicted wound. The individuals involved were known to each other, and police were focusing on a house in a neighborhood during their investigation. A former Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office deputy has received a 2-year probation after pleading guilty to making threats against his ex-girlfriend. The plea led to the dismissal of a felony stalking charge and other misdemeanors as part of the agreement for Corey Richardson. Prosecutors say Richardson had threatened to expose explicit photos of his ex-girlfriend and disrupt her custody arrangement for her daughter. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover. of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the Fantastico, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Great to have you along on this Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Tryggvi Olsen, always a fantastic guest, always enjoy listening to him, and a great perspective, right? The inside perspective.
Absolutely. I think hearing from him helps keep me grounded in reality with politics. That, like, you know, well, I have some friends who, when talking about Donald Trump versus other Republicans, or just others, they'll be like, oh, the differences are just aesthetic. He just says it out loud. They're all out for themselves. And I'm like, maybe, but it is not the same.
No.
And some people are like Vladimir Putin, and we just encounter people like that personally so rarely that it's hard to understand.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And it's good to pause and reflect, as my old teacher Andy Spies used to say, and really think about things instead of just reacting to what's in the media or whatever. And I think once you hear these cuts from people like Mitt Romney and John McCain, whether or not you voted for him or not, whether or not you still would, or whether you agree with everything, there was at one time a predominant group of Republicans, and there are still people like Mitt Romney, who get it and understand about what it takes to keep America safe and understand the seriousness of this. And I think that's one of the things that's bothered me as a former Republican, is to see how unserious some of these current Republicans like Vivek Ramaswamy or Trump, and go down the list of others as well.
Unserious and can't keep their story straight and just spout nonsense and lies. And you have people like, I feel like if John McCain, I don't know. Maybe this happened, maybe it didn't. But he would lie, or not lie, but he'd say something incorrect and then correct himself later. They'd be like, you said this in your interview. And he'd be like, oh yeah, that was incorrect. What I meant was this. Whereas Vivek Ramaswamy, they'll be like, you said this in your interview. You said 9/11 was cool. He didn't say that, but he might as well have.
Right.
And then he's like, oh no, you're wrong. And they're like, I'll play the audio right now. And he's like, that's not what I said.
Right. And Chris Christie, one of those things said, you know, this is what you said in your book. And he said, no, I didn't. And literally CNN got the book out on a subsequent episode. And that's exactly what he said in the book.
Yeah.
So their character doesn't matter, certainly, in politics.
Or today. Intelligence.
Or just intelligence. Here's the question I want to ask everybody this half hour. How much control of the federal government would you like them to see over your everyday life? How much in control do you want the federal government to take control of your everyday life? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to explain in just a bit what I mean by this and get your phone calls and thoughts as well. But first, Mr. Zomers, a very quick Spectrum update.
Did you ever hear from Mystery Spectrum number 6?
For those of you who might have joined us, I have now been in my new apartment for over 2 months. I have been trying to get my Spectrum rehooked up. It's still not working. I've gone through, to date, now after Wednesday, 6 Spectrum technicians, 6 Spectrum guys, and still not working. Countless phone calls. Anyway, here's the update. Because I the last Spectrum guy number 6 put me in touch with his boss. I left a message. I got the number. Left a message yesterday. Did not hear anything back. So I called this morning, and it sounded like a 7:45. Turned out it was his day off. He, to his credit, he answered his phone. Must have been at home. I might have woken him up. I'm not sure. So he said, well, he's probably a little fuzzy in the head or whatever. And he said, well, can you remind me? I'm not sure. So I told him the story. Very nice. And after hearing the story, you're going to love this. His response was, well, it sounds like we got to get somebody else out there. So I am now going on Spectrum guy number 7. I have reached number 7, which is exactly where I wanted to be. So, but he was very nice. And apparently I'm supposed to hear today from either Pedro or Brandon.
I hope so.
Because he's off today. Christopher is off. So I'm supposed to hear from Pedro or Brandon today. So far, nothing. But it seems to have gotten to the local level. I'm no longer dealing with national Spectrum people. I'm now dealing with people in town.
And I think that that's a perfect segue into federal versus local control.
Exactly. Thank you very much. That's exactly where I wanted to go. So I'll keep you up to date because I know people are, at least there's 2 or 3 that are interested in seeing how this Spectrum, thing pans out. We'll find out and we'll see. But anyway, that's where we're at right now with it. But yes, when we come back, here's the deal. There's something called Project 2025, and it's a plan for right-wing partisan control of all operations of our federal government. So do you believe that federal government should be just completely being taken over by one party? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you believe that the one party, this big federal control, should be taking over the entire federal government? We'll explain when we come back. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Back after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs level off around 76 this afternoon under sunny skies. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 51. Tonight, lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 80s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. August 31st. Can't believe it's the last day of August. Tomorrow, September 1st. Yowzers. Here's what's making news. A couple of updates for you. Breaking news from just under an hour ago. According to Channel 3000 here in Madison, First Lady Jill Biden has arrived in Madison for a day to visit across the city. So more about that. Go to check out channel3000.com on the app as well. They're following that. But great to have the First Lady here. And I've said this before. It doesn't matter who the president and First Lady is. Well, perhaps with the exception of the last one. But it's always great to get attention from the president and First Lady. So Dr. Jill Biden is here, the First Lady. I believe Senator Baldwin is going to be going around with her around Madison today. So welcome to Dr. Jill Biden. Also, from CBS News, breaking about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes ago, Proud Boys organizer Joseph Biggs has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy related to January 6th. I think Town Call, they talked about that a little bit on that show. Is that right, Mr. Sommers, over the noon hour?
Yes.
The Proud Boys there? Not so proud now. Well, maybe they still are. But if you're Donald Trump, this does not bode well for you. I mean, if this was just, you know, one of the Proud Boys dudes, the organizer, sentenced to 17 years in prison for seditious conspiracy related to January 6th, if you're the Trumpster, might make you a little uneasy. We shall see. Do you believe that the federal government, one party control, should just take complete control of the government? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Here's the deal. And talked just briefly with Trigvy off the air last hour. I said, have you heard of Project 2025? And at first he's like, not really. Then I just started describing it. He's like, oh, yeah. He goes, I basically didn't know that's what it was being called. And I want to state up front that these are a little bit of rumor mill things going on in the Republican Party and through the press. But as Trigvy said off air, you got to take this stuff seriously. In today's world, you have to at least be aware of it and take it seriously. Because a lot of these things that we have thought for the last 6 to 8 years, oh, this could never happen. Guess what? So I want to bring this up, anxious for your phone calls, your opinion. Here we go. Project 2025 is a plan for right-wing partisan control of all operations of our federal government. Project 2025 is now a Republican litmus test. A candidate will have to privately pledge they'll enact the plan to receive the billionaire support their election campaigns require. Project 2025 means far-right control over our public-owned airwaves the Federal Reserve, consumer protections, environmental protections, public health, worker safety, and energy policies. Project 2025 would end the current civil service system and hire federal agency leaders only from a list of about 20,000 conservative loyalists. Let me stop there for a second and explain something. As someone who worked in both state and federal government for a long time, there are kind of two types of jobs in government. There's political appointees where you'll hear the phrase, you or they, quote unquote, serve at the pleasure, which means you serve at the pleasure of your boss. And if the political winds change and a different party is in control, you're out of a job. They don't have to give you a reason. They just come in and say you're done. That is a political appointee. A civil service job means that you work for the federal or state government, but it's non-party. You're officially in a nonpartisan role and you have protections. So if you're hired under an administration from one party, but you say give campaign contributions to someone else, they can't fire you for being part of the other party. So this Project 2025 would end the current civil service system and basically make everybody a political appointee. Those changes are just the beginning. The big ideas of Project 2025 is to hand federal powers to the states, because gerrymandered state legislatures most often means right-wing partisan control at the state level. So again, let me explain this as Project 2025. It's going to sound good on its face, right? Oh, we're going to control. We want to hand people power back to local control. But they're doing it specifically because of gerrymandered state legislatures means that legislatures are more often controlled by right-wing leading Republican legislative governments. Since we're setting new climate records these days, what does Project 2025 do for the energy and climate programs? Well, give you a hint. It's a climate denier's dream. It dismantles efforts to lower greenhouse gas emissions from cars, power plants, gas, and oil wells. It cancels renewable energy programs and increases fossil fuel production. Remember what Ramaswamy said last week in Milwaukee? A lot of these guys, get back to fossil fuels. We're hearing this already. So this whole notion of this Project 2025 is BS, I don't buy it. Because you have leading candidates for president like Ramaswamy saying a lot of the same stuff. The plan even does a grand 180 on the state control idea. It bans all other states from adopting any California policy for greenhouse gas emissions. And it's worth noting that the Heritage Foundation, a Christian-based group, had the lead role in writing Project 2025, and a high percentage of climate change deniers believe that only God can control the climate. In other words, it doesn't matter what we do as humans. What we do is no effect. That God will take care of it however he sees fit. Look, I'm a person of faith. But I also believe that we as humans have a responsibility, and what we do certainly does affect what happens in the world.
Absolutely. That is one thing. Having grown up going to church every week and everything, just because God can heal you and take care of you and wants what's best for the world doesn't mean you should play Russian roulette. Like, there comes a point where it's your own stupidity. Right. Where he's just like, I don't know, man, you're on your own here.
Right. Well said, Mr. Zommers. Well said. What say you on this Project 2025 that's being rumored about? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry. Mr. Perry, what say you? Oh, very nice.
Thanks for calling Spectrum Wireless. Your call is very important to us. All representatives are busy. Please wait. That, okay, now you're really on.
All right, now you're not.
And that's perfect because, Todd, I have a message for you from, yes, from Pedro and Brandon.
Yes.
They say, sorry about the lamp. We accidentally knocked it off the table. So apparently they're there right now. I don't know. You might want to check on that.
I might want to. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, so Pedro and Brandon, if I get both of them, that'd be Spectrum guy number 8 and 9. Was it one of the Die Hard movies? What was the movie where the girl, we need more FBI guys? I'm gonna need more Spectrum guys. So what's on your mind, Mr. Perry? What do you think of this Project 2025 or anything else that's on your mind?
I think, well, first of all, at when you first start talking about it, it sounds crazy, right? Like, right. Oh, yeah. But then you start thinking about it, and then you find out that the Heritage Foundation is involved, and it becomes somewhat plausible.
Yeah.
And I could see some of the things that you were talking about. I could see them, that seems to be their favorite way to do things now, is to do a state constitutional amendment, right? So they've got this veto-proof way to put something through, and they can, you know, sell it. They can word it weirdly, you know, misleadingly, and get people to vote for it. I could see them doing some of that stuff, like the don't adopt a California rule. I could see them doing that stuff as a state constitutional amendment and people going for it,
yeah,
not understanding it, you know, and being duped into that. So I think this is something that really, that needs to be taken seriously, and, you know, somebody needs to come up, I'm not smart enough to do it, but somebody needs to come up with a way to combat it. Because they could do a lot of damage and it could be, these things could be in place for a really long time.
Yeah, I agree with you. But here's the thing, Jeff, you make a great point, and I agree. You got to combat it, but how do you combat this thing? This kind of—I mean, it's not dissimilar to the way that they got this gerrymandering stuff, where they did it outside of, you know, state buildings, outside of state time, but it was all kind of cut and dried behind closed doors. There was no real public hearing on it, and then it's just they come in for the vote, and bada bing, bada boom, it's over.
Yeah. And if they do that, that's why this state constitutional amendment stuff really scares me, because then you've got no governor's veto and you've got no state Supreme Court overturning it. It's just there. And, yeah, and that seems to be their, you know, their, I don't know if it's their favorite move, but it seems to be something that they like to go to. And I don't know how, apart from education, and just getting the message out there about how bad it would be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to know how to combat it.
Well, and part of it is just, I think, awareness, right? And that's why I wanted to bring this up and talk about it today. Mark in the sack, he texted in on our text line. You can too, if you download the Civic Media app on either your Apple or Android device. From WMDX, Mark in the sack says, quote, do they remember that the spoils system led to at least one assassination, John Garfield, by a disappointed office seeker? So, I mean, this stuff can go south and dark really quickly. And again, it goes back, Jeff, I want your opinion, to this constant drone by Trump and Trumpist followers of get him. You gotta go out there and get him. You gotta fight. It's just this low drone, sometimes out low, of violence, of lash out, protect yourself. I think it's scary.
And there's just enough wackos in that group that are willing to go out and participate in that violence, as we have unfortunately discovered.
Can you hang during the break, or you gotta go?
I gotta go.
All right, thanks, have a great day. Jeff Perry, thank you very much. We'll come back after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Florida's requested federal aid in 25 counties following Hurricane Idalia. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
We are going to see what this damage is. We are going to process the governor's request for a major disaster declaration as quickly as possible.
President Biden could see some of that damage soon.
I'm going to Florida Saturday morning.
Idalia is back to out to sea as a tropical storm. New financial disclosures confirm Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas did take lavish perks from GOP donors. CBS's Jan Crawford.
He makes several amendments to some of his previous filings, notably a real estate transaction with Crow, who bought three properties owned by Thomas and his family members in Savannah, Georgia, including his mother's home.
Good news for drivers paying $3.82 a gallon right now. Patrick DeHans with Gas Buddy.
If things go well, if there are no surprises or curveballs, the national average could fall 35 to 50 cents a gallon by the end of the year.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was first a homicide call in Brookfield. The female victim was shot and died at the scene. A short time later, the shooter, a 35-year-old man from Menominee Falls, was found dead at Orchard Lane Elementary School in New Berlin. That was due to a self-inflicted wound. Police are still investigating that situation from yesterday. Clean energy, public transportation, and affordable health care are the reasons why Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll be in Racine tomorrow. A statement says she plans on discussing $1.2 million secured for a solar project at Ride Racine's transit garage. Senator Baldwin says she'll also address the $2 million secured for the construction of a new facility at the Racine Community Health Center. The visit will include a press conference and tour of the transit center. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Mr. Zommer is on the board. Glad to have you along with us on a Thursday. Big show tomorrow. Oh, like an extended edition, as tomorrow going to be on our regular time from 1 until 3 here on our show. And then I am guest hosting Matt Flynn direct in the 3 o'clock hour. Why you say is that? Because Matt Flynn is guest hosting the Devil's Advocates from 3 until 4. Apparently, as we said before, although we have not confirmed this, apparently Crudy is asking Dom to help him wax up his boat for the big weekend. So they're taking the day off. So Flynn moves to 3 to 4. I move into Flynn's slot. So here's the thing. If you want to hear Matt Flynn tomorrow, tune into the Devil's Advocates. That's kind of how it works. But a big show, Brady Ewing is going to be on the show tomorrow. Of course, this Saturday is the kickoff for the Badger football season. Brady Ewing, walk-on from my hometown of Richland, Central Wisconsin, ended up being the captain of the team his senior year, along with Russell Wilson and a couple of others, Aaron Henry as well. And then went on and had a career in the NFL for Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady will be here tomorrow to break down and to get us prepared for kickoff on Saturday afternoon, I believe, 2:30, the kickoff time. And exciting for Civic Media as well, because Matt LePay this year will be joined by Mark Tauscher as his new color commentator on-air partner, bringing us Badger football on the Badger Radio Network, Learfield Sports. And you can hear the Badgers all season long right here on Civic Media. If you're in one of the towns that carries it over the air, Richland Center, also Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory will all have the games over the air. And the cool thing is that we're allowed to stream those games on the Civic Media app. So if you're not in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory, you can simply download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Get it right, Todd. Civic Media, it'll come up. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. And you can listen to the Wisconsin Badgers all season long. Kickoff at 2:30 at Camp Randall Stadium, taking on Buffalo. Lots of anticipation. So we'll be have Brady in at 1:30 tomorrow. And in the first hour, going to focus on Badger sports. So looking forward to that. So join us tomorrow. Want to ask you this one. Did you see the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning? The great reporter, Molly Beck, has a story headline, Wisconsin taxpayers on the hook for up to $2 million in legal fees to defend the Republican-drawn election maps. What this is getting at is we had the great reporters yesterday from Wisconsin Watch, Matt DeFore and Jack Kelly, talking about the chaos within the Supreme Court right now, because there is a lawsuit that has been filed to challenge the current maps, legislative and congressional maps in Wisconsin, saying they are unconstitutional. I won't go through it all now because we did yesterday, but as a person who was working in the state capitol for a Republican at the time, I can tell you, yes, in my opinion, non-legal, not a lawyer, but pretty aware that certainly partisan consideration was the number one thing on those maps that we currently have. And from my understanding of the law, they are not constitutional. So there's this court case being brought to challenge these maps. Well, of course, the Republicans aren't just going to lie down and take it in the legislature. They're going to vigorously defend that, which is their right. But now in this story by Molly Beck, it could cost us taxpayers up to $2 million for Republicans to defend what appear to be unconstitutional maps. Are you okay with $2 million of our tax money being used to defend unconstitutional maps? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Are you okay with $2 million of our tax money being used to defend these Republican maps? 844-967-2789, or text or call on the Civic Media app. Let's give you a little bit of the story here by Molly Beck of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes, taxpayers are on track to cover up to $2 million for outside attorneys hired by GOP legislative leaders to defend election maps approved in 2021. that favor Republicans, according to state records. The total cost could grow higher under provisions in three contracts. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue signed earlier this month. Costs are limited to $1.8 million over the next year under contracts with law firms, including Latosky Keller Cohn and Consovay McCarthy and Lawfare LLC. Never heard of those people. Another contract with Bell Giftoff St. John LLC sets no limits and charges $450 an hour for attorney time and $150 per hour for a paralegal work. And remember, if you don't have a paralegal, hope for a pair of aces. I'm sorry, that's the old attorney joke. But no, this is, I don't, thank you. This is serious. $150 for a paralegal, $450 for attorneys to defend what most people outside of Republicans think are corrupt maps. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Because, I mean, sure, I don't want that tax money to be used, but I'm all for this lawsuit challenging them. And you can't deny that it's the right to defend them. I mean, I think it's ridiculous, but I can't say it's not the right. But remember this, we spent $2 million. Voss gave Gableman, former Justice Gableman, $2 million of our tax money for our snipe hunt. Somebody in the civic on our internal texting that was brought up and said, "What's a snipe hunt?" I said, "Well, I'll tell you. You ever gone snipe hunting, Mr. Zommers?"
No, I have not, but I do know what it is.
For those that don't know it, it's a made-up game. People say, "Well, I'm going to take you snipe hunting," and they take you to a cornfield and they give you a gunny sack, and they're going to say, "I'm going to go on the other end. I'm going to chase this snipe," and then you catch it. It's a ground bird. It's completely made up. That's what Gableman did. It was a snipe hunt to try to find election fraud. And Voss gave him $2 million of our money for nothing. So in my opinion, if it takes $2 million to win this case and give us fair maps, you know what? There are worse ways to spend $2 million. But what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Lori in Beaver Dam. Lori, thanks for listening. What say you? Lori, are you there? Hello, Lori. Well, hello, Lori. Is she there? We'll put her back on hold. Maybe we'll see Lori. Maybe she just took a break for a minute. So we shall see. What do you think about this $2 million that Republicans might use of our state tax money to defend what appear to be corrupt, unconstitutional maps in the Supreme Court case? 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what say you?
I say that this is nothing new. The Republicans have been using the people's money as their slush fund. Probably since the Walker administration, but for sure they've been using it recently. They've used it to support lawsuits to undo COVID safety measures. You know, they've used it to pay Gableman and his various legal challenges, which, by the way, haven't stopped yet. We're still paying for those, and we're going to pay for a while.
Right.
This is nothing new. This is exactly what they've been doing. They do two things, the Republicans. They can't do anything for Wisconsinites. They can, however, spend our money foolishly, and they can, however, give our money away to the rich and famous.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new.
But, Jack, what do you think of this? Because I don't know the answer. Matt Flynn might know the answer to this. I mean, I'm assuming if the legislature wanted, they could direct legislative attorneys to agree to represent them in court. But instead, they're going outside. There may be, and again, this is a legal question I don't know the answer to, because it's a partisan type of lawsuit, they might be prohibited from using legislative attorneys. I don't know. But I mean, it's kind of a catch-22 because you want this. I mean, I want the lawsuit to happen because I want fair maps. But you can't deny the legislature their right to defend themselves. So I say, let's spend it and get it over with.
Well, I say these are Republican maps. They were designed to help Republicans. Let the Republicans pay for them, personally, or the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
All right, that's an idea.
I'd like to see them pay for some of this stuff personally.
Right. All right, good thought. I had that one hadn't popped into my head, but yeah, let the Republican Party of Wisconsin chip in, right?
Yep.
I love it. Jack from Merrimack, always appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. That's Jack in Merrimack. You can be like Jack, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today by Molly Beck, saying that she has unearthed in her reporting that the legislative Republicans may spend up to $2 million and maybe more on hiring outside private attorneys to defend them in this upcoming Supreme Court case in which the maps that the Republicans drew after the 2020 census are not constitutional. Story continues. These legal contracts require the legislature to pay for out-of-pocket costs that could come in addition to the fees for services. A spokesman for Robin Voss did not respond to a request for comment. Big surprise. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard said, quote, the GOP will pay any price to retain their unfettered power and usurp the will of the majority, unquote. She went on, I guess, later saying this, quote, using a blank check written by Wisconsin taxpayers, legislative Republicans have entered into contracts with three law firms to defend their gerrymandered maps. Again, we see that they only care about their own special interests rather than the interests of Wisconsinites, unquote. Molly Beck continues in this article saying, states must draw new election maps once a decade after each census to make sure the districts have equal populations. Where the lines go can confer advantages on one political party or the other. In 2011, Republicans controlled all of Wisconsin's government and put in place maps that have helped them hold on to large majorities in the Senate and Assembly. GOP lawmakers hired experts and a legal team to make sure the maps were as beneficial to Republicans as possible, according to court documents and testimony. The legal fight over the maps began even before Republicans approved them. Let's go to Vicky in Burlington. Vicky, what say you on these maps? Thanks for listening.
Hi there. I have a huge problem with us paying for... Why should the majority of taxpayers, Wisconsinites, have to pay for Republicans to defend their garbage maps? I mean, seriously, we've already, like you mentioned, Gableman before, if they want, they know their trash map. We already know their partisan. They know what they did behind closed doors. So once again, they're fleecing taxpayers. And if they want to do this, let them hit up Ronna McDaniel from the RNC or from their own fund. You know, enough is enough. Seriously. You got me all fired up. Oh, I can't take it.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Hey, always a pleasure. Vicky of Burlington, great town. Home of Robin Voss, the popcorn king, as they like to say on As Goes Wisconsin. Vicky, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Come on back. The Todd Allball Show on Civic Media Radio Network continues after this.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 51.
Tonight,
under clear skies, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 80s to the mid-90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network's Town Hall Ball Show, along with Mr. Aaron Zummers. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from our national news weather update, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct. You're going to learn something, probably get a chuckle or two as well. Always a great show, informative, taking all callers, and the callers are the key to the show. Matt Flynn Direct. Well, I'd argue, I mean, that's what Matt says. He's very deferential, and he does have great callers, as we all do. But I would say that Matt Flynn makes the difference because of his unique perspective, being an attorney, and a veteran, and a Democrat, former chair of the Democratic Party. It's a unique perspective, and one I always learn something from. So tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, after the top of the hour news. And by the way, we are going to have the high honor and privilege of guest hosting Matt Flynn's show tomorrow, because Matt will be in the Devil's Advocate's time slot temporarily tomorrow on a Friday, as Dom and Crudy are taking a day off. And that means Matt Flynn will be on Devils. I will be on Matt. And you're still stuck with me at our show. There is no replacement for Todd tomorrow. But that's fine. We're happy to be here. I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, it's truly the best part of my day when I get to hang out with Mr. Zommers and all of you.
Yeah, who could replace Todd Alba?
Well, there's several people. That's the answer to that. But perhaps none as goofy and cornball-y as me.
Which is just the way it's perfect.
Well, you're too kind. By the way, we're also going to have tomorrow on the show, right away, we're starting off with a bang at 1:15. Our colleague and friend, Kristen Bry, is going to be on the show tomorrow at 1:15. And you want to know why? Well, Mr. Zahm, you saw this, right? Did you see it? You've been working all day. Big announcement on Civic Media's internal media. Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, has been
pregnant.
Yes, Mr. She's about 8 months pregnant.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
We've already done that announcement. Yes, she's pregnant, and she and her wonderful husband are expecting their first child. But as equally fantastic is the fact that she has been voted and named the top talk show host in Milwaukee. Top radio talk show host in Milwaukee, Kristen Bry. Yeah, absolutely. Look at this. This is fantastic. I mean, you can't go wrong with regular listeners like this. Jeff from Shorewood texts in on the WAUK line. Hey, Zommers, could you replace Todd?
Or saying that I could. No, I could
not. Oh, that you could, yes. Well, you could. You could, absolutely.
Is that so? I don't know. You have a lot more experience with radio than I do. I feel like I would run out of things to say if I was the only one talking.
I don't know, just one of those. It's one of those things, you know. I enjoy it coming here every day, listening to all our great callers and just having a conversation, right? So anyway, well, Kristen Bry will be here tomorrow talking about her big award as the top talk show host in Milwaukee, and chat a little bit about I got the honor to co-host with her on our debate coverage last week. So Kristen Bry from Ezco's Wisconsin at 1:15, Brady Ewing, former Badger, at 1:30. And that's just the first hour of the big show of the three consistent hours. So it's going to be a big day tomorrow. And we appreciate y'all for listening. Just to put a button on this, and if you want to call in yet before the top of the hour, this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story from Molly Beck, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, reporting shows from records in the legislature that they have got these outside contracts, Republicans do, Voss and Lemahieu, that it could cost us as taxpayers up to $2 million or more for them to defend what appear to be unconstitutional maps, rigged maps, in the upcoming Supreme Court case. Very quickly, in 2021, according to Molly Beck, Democratic Governor Tony Evers in office, he and Republicans who control the legislature couldn't agree on the maps. So it fell to the state Supreme Court in a 4-3 ruling in 2022. The justices, a conservative ruling, by the way, conservative-controlled court, the justices picked Evers' maps because Brian Hagedorn, the swing justice, ruled in favor of Evers' maps, which had a Republican tilt to them, even though they were drawn by a Democrat. Republican lawmakers appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which found the state court had not provided enough evidence justifying why the state was increasing the number of assembly districts with black majorities in Milwaukee from 6-7. The U.S. Supreme Court left in place the congressional district boundaries drawn by Evers and approved by the state Supreme Court. The 2022 decision by the state court affects only races for the state legislature. The current maps tilt heavily in the Republicans' favor. 63 of the 99 seats and 23 of the 33 Senate seats leaning toward the GOP. Now the two lawsuits have been filed with liberals at the Supreme Court aimed at rewriting the legislative maps. And the challenges are yet to come. The GOP leaders' contract with these lawyers cover legal proceedings in both lawsuits. Governor Evers earlier this month said it's possible he will seek to intervene in the lawsuits, which, get this, would increase the legal tab for taxpayers. Quote, it's always possible that we might end up being part of the lawsuit, but at the end of the day, this is a great start. I'm looking forward to a great result, unquote. That was Evers in New Glarus on August 4th. He finished by saying, quote, if I'm involved, it'll happen later on, not immediately, unquote. Not only does corrupt map drawing lead to elections that don't reflect the people, because remember, it was a majority of voters elected Democrat or voted for Democrats for state legislature in the last two cycles, but because the way the maps are drawn, Republicans have this huge advantage. Not only does it, when you redraw these maps and don't follow the Constitution, not only do you have, as Matt Flynn would say, illegitimate results, but it also costs you money, because you can't say that it's not the right of these people to defend this. They have the right. But it's going to cost us as taxpayers at least another $2 million just to try to make this right. But here's what I think. You can't put a price on justice. You can't put a price on what's right. And I don't want to spend $2 million. But if that's what it takes to get this state back on track, to make sure we have maps that reflect the will of the people and that the people are electing our legislator leaders and not the other way around, our politicians, then so be it. Let's do the right thing. And let's move on as Wisconsinites. We're going to move on to the 3 o'clock hour. Matt Flynn Direct is next. Do not go anywhere. We appreciate y'all for being with us today. Thanks to Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Thanks to all the callers, Mr. Zommers, and each and every one of you for listening. We're back tomorrow for 3 hours. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn Direct is next. This is Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. As the song says, keep banging on your drum.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.